Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I'll return in a moment with today's guest, Andy Clark, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Scott Lloyd of the 1788 Inn, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
This is Lloyd Roach from Bedford County Speaks on News Talk 1310, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
WBFD!
Well, I must tell you, we have interviewed a lot of people over this program. I think we're in like 94, 93, something like that, episode of this show. But this will be the very, very first time we get to speak to a dog. Well, not really, but we're going to hear about a dog, and the dog is almost human. I first want to introduce our human, Andy Clark. Andy Clark is a registered nurse, and she lives here in the Bedford area. And Andy, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Andy has a very interesting background. She was trained at the Albert Einstein Medical School, correct, in Philadelphia, to be a registered nurse. And what was that, just a couple of years ago, probably?
Back in the 60s.
Okay, well, it's okay. Well, so you're like a new nurse. You're fresh out of school. And she later had a wonderful career here at the, was it called the Bedford Hospital?
It used to be Bedford Memorial Hospital.
I see.
And I started there in 1974.
So how many babies do you think you delivered?
I have no idea.
Well, you're supposed to count. Really?
Ah. Really. I lost track a
hundreds,
long time
thousands?
Ago. Thousands? Probably at least hundreds.
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what a great career.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Bringing all those new lives into the world. That's wonderful. Our guest, Andy Clark, obviously spent her career in nursing, but she has actually a far more interesting career in her, well, I shouldn't say that, but an interesting career in her avocation with a dog. Now, first of all, I want you to tell me about Indy. The dog's name is Indy, and
yes.
Why do you call him Indy?
Indy is called Indy because we adopted him during the week of Independence Day, about 7 years ago. And I thought that, what a perfect name for him, because I met him early in July. He came to the animal shelter here at Bedford County Humane Society. And I've heard of love at first sight and didn't realize it could happen, but it did. The dog law officer brought him in, and I put him in a kennel, and he looked at me like, don't leave me. And I said, sweetheart, I would take you home today. But I had company coming over the holiday for the 4th, and I said, if you're here next Wednesday, which is the day I volunteer, you're going home with me. And next Wednesday, I signed the papers, and Indy became mine. And I've been very fortunate. He is, we forgot to tell you, he's a Jack Russell Terrier. And he was an adult when we adopted him, maybe 3-4 years old, don't really know, house trained. And caught on very quickly to obedience and tricks, so I think he may have learned something in a previous home. And I did check around to see if anyone had lost him, and no one claimed him, so he's been ours ever since.
So how long ago was that?
About 7 years.
7 years.
Seven years in the summer, going on 8.
Now, the extraordinary story, of course, is what you did with this Jack Russell Terrier. Obviously, Indy is very pleasant, very accommodating to people. But what kind of a specialty did you invent for Indy? What happened there?
Well, Indy kind of invented his own specialty. We had friends and family in nursing homes and whatnot, and we would take him to visit. And you wouldn't believe that dogs have empathy, but Indy does. He could sense when someone needed a friend or someone just needed a little cuddle. And I realized early on that I had something going here.
Yeah.
And began to train him as a therapy dog.
Not being a dog expert that you obviously are, I know about Jack Russells because I used to do a lot of radio work with horse shows.
Okay.
And every horse show seems to have a whole Jack Russell contingent.
Absolutely.
I never understood the connection, but you just clarified that. But tell me what an agility school does or is.
Agility is a performance sport of the American Kennel Club, and it covers things like jumping. It's an obstacle course. So there's jumping, there's running through tunnels.
It's like a horse show for dogs.
Only they would maybe walk over a teeter-totter and learn to balance it and make it go down on the other side. There's something called a dog walk where they just simply walk a plank up and down. And lots of tunnels, lots of jumps. And you have to learn the course. You go, you pay your fee, you go, and you learn the course. So it's just like learning open jumping or a hunting course on a horse. And then you guide your dog through the course. So they teach you this in agility school. There's various stages of titles. Jester got his novice agility and his novice agility jumpers. And then he got his open agility and open agility jumpers. And somewhere in working on excellent, his back started to bother him. And I knew he was in pain, so we retired.
You know, one of the things I have noticed since I've been here in Bedford County is that there is an extraordinary interest in dogs here. Everyone on the planet seems to have a dog. So for your benefit, I want you to know we're speaking to Annie Clark today on Bedford County Speaks about her dog. But it's not just any dog. We're talking about the first dog, Jester. We're going to get to the second one here in a second.
We'll get to Jester.
But Andy was introduced to me by Tanya Grimes of the DBA. Said you have to talk to Andy about this amazing wonder dog she has. So just a little filling in what we're doing here. So Jester retires, and then you get another Jack.
Indy.
Is that what happens?
Yep, we got Indy. Jester retired for a while, and then he worked his way to Rally Excellent. And Rally's kind of like obedience, only easier. Mm-hmm. And he's also a junior earth dog, which meant that he went to ground after a rat in a cage and barked at it for the appropriate amount of time and scratched at it. And he did that in
two
trials.
Is that what they're bred to do, is go after rodents?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the purpose of a Jack Russell Terrier, when Parson Russell developed the breed, was to put the dog in a pouch and carry it on your hunting horse. And when the fox went to ground and the hounds couldn't get it, you dropped the Jack in the hole. And it wasn't to kill the fox, just to chase it out so you could run after it.
So these dogs go right in the hole after
them? Yeah, these are hole dogs.
Man.
Same as fox terriers.
Right.
There's a lot of hole dogs. So anyway, Jess did fine, but he was aging. And, of course, Indy and I decided we would come home and see how it went. Jester accepted him, and he taught him a lot.
Oh, so you had them both there?
Oh, yeah, I had them both. And Indy began to just excel at understanding people. So I decided with my girlfriend, who had a Labrador Retriever, that we would go to Harrisburg to the farm show building and get our dogs tested for canine good citizen. And that's an American Kennel Club performance event.
I'm aware of that event, right?
As well. You'd know about it.
Sure.
And it's easy to train for, but the dog has to have the personality to do it.
Right.
The first thing they do is the judge who's doing the test says, give me your dog and your comb. You've been told to bring it. And she takes your dog away from you and makes an attempt to groom your dog gently.
And so you're going pitter-patter at this
point. You're there. No, Indy goes to anyone. So and she took him. She sat him on a table because he's a small dog and went over him with his comb, and he passed that part. Then they're to walk nicely on a leash, not necessarily at heel, which is right beside you, but loose leash. And they have to sit and stay, lay down and stay, on leash, sit and stay, and then come to you. And the most interesting part of the test, the dog has to stay alone with a stranger for 5 minutes. So you give your dog to the stranger, and you say, Mommy will be back, or whatever you need to do. And then leave, and they tell you when to come back.
Andy, I know human people that can't do this.
Well, Indy does it. And And I asked, was he okay? He said, oh, yeah, he didn't say a word. He just sat here. And this is Indy.
Right.
Boy. And I thought, okay. They started talking about therapy dog tests. And I said, I haven't trained for it. Tell me what is involved. And they explained it's not only the things in Canine Good Citizen, which he suddenly became a Canine Good Citizen and has his papers from the AKC, but you have to add things like when the dog walks through a room, he's not to pick things off the floor. Because, say, you're in a nursing home and a medicine has been spilled, you certainly don't want your dog eating it.
Snatch it up, right?
And I know how excellent Indy is at that because I had him at a visitor center one day, and it wasn't even a nursing home, and somebody had dropped their inhaler, and it had spilled out on the floor. And I thought, I'm not even going to say a word. He walked right past it, didn't even drop his nose. So he's real good at that. The other thing, he had to sit and stay again. And the most important thing is walking through a crowd of people and other dogs and children and just paying attention to me and no one else.
Well, we are speaking to Andy Clark, and if you love dogs, you got to be loving this conversation because you're probably at home right now saying, my dog can do all that stuff. Uh-huh. Well, maybe he can or maybe you can't. But Andy is the owner of Independence Day, the dog's name, which is short for Indy. And when we return, we're going to learn a little bit more about what Indy actually does for some of the people in this community. And we're going to learn more about this companionship dog training, which is fascinating to me. I've never heard of it. As Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Perhaps while driving around Bedford County lately, you may have noticed our current outdoor billboards. Stephanie March, general manager of Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, knows better than anyone about our mission of total satisfaction. When we talk about our 7 ways to save, we mean not only are we saving you money, but also saving you some time and aggravation. Our attention to complete satisfaction makes sure you're happy with our vehicles and service, which keeps us happy to have a loyal customer. Our 7 ways to save is a process to ensure you have complete information to make the decision that's best for you when you purchase a car or truck. We encourage you to visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here in Bedford and see for yourself why our goal is your complete satisfaction. Visit us on Business Route 220 north of Bedford or visit us 24/7 online at thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Olga Herbert with the Lincoln Highway Heritage Corridor, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and with us, our guest today is Andy Clark, owner and operator, if you will, of Independence Day, Indy, the Wonder Dog, and we're going to hear more about Indy in a second. I want to remind you that the program today is brought to you in part by Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. And, of course, our primary sponsor, Thomas Chevrolet, Mark Thomas, and all of his folks over there at Thomas Chevrolet just do a wonderful job. And actually, I should say Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, because I think Subaru actually is bigger than Chevrolet over there at the moment. But it's a great place. We want to thank Mark and his crew and everyone there who do just a fantastic job. And also, a little thank you to the Hebrews Coffee Shop, who has accommodated our radio show here. They do this from time to time, and we're very grateful to them. To allow us to sit in their beautiful window and their back room and sip their nice coffee and have a very nice time talking to nice people like Andy. So you have this Jack Russell who's become more sociable and probably better with people than most people.
Absolutely.
And now you have deployed him in something very specific. Tell me about that.
I started going to, say, Colonial Courtyard or Meadowview in Berlin, which is where my mother resides, and just letting him work a little bit. And the cutest story from Colonial Courtyard, I had been in there and I saw a gentleman just sitting on a love seat in the hall and he looked depressed. And I said, hello, how are you? And I'm having an awful day.
Oh, great. And good morning to you too, right?
Yeah. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry. And I had gone out to the truck and Indy was there and Indy said, I need to go in there with you. He just stood up in my face. And I said, okay, come on. And we went in. He was certified to go in there. I had checked, and he had done some entertaining from time to time. tricks and whatnot. So we went in, and I went down to the gentleman, and I said, I'm really sorry you're having a bad day. Can I try to cheer you up? Yeah. I said, right. Do you like dogs? Yes. So I pointed to the love seat, and Indy jumped up. He curled against the man's thigh, put his head over his leg, and laid there. And the gentleman started to pet him. And it went on for several minutes. I mean, I was just a spectator of my dog comforting
this
man.
So you said nothing to the dog about it?
I said nothing to him. No. He knows what to do. And finally, the guy looked up at me with half a grin. He said, there's room on here for you, too.
He's trying to pick up a girl along with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah.
So that's typical Indy. I know at Meadowview, mother's on a senile dementia unit, and there's Alzheimer's patients, and you never know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And the one lady got him in her lap, and she took him, held his face in both her hands, and squeezed. Oh, you're just the cutest little thing.
She did that to the dog.
Yeah, the
dog.
A lot
of dogs wouldn't react to that very well.
He said nothing. He never looked mean. He never said a word. When she let go, he was fine. And I'm like, my gosh, this dog's got talent. What he will do that amazes me is the activity director at Meadowview will say to me, has everyone interacted with the dog? Because she enjoys us coming. And I will say, maybe everybody but the man there who's asleep and that lady who just didn't seem to want us near her. Mm-hmm. And then when I was ready to leave, I always take him around again. I carry him and let people pet him again and say goodbye or whatever they want to say or ask me a question. How old is their favorite question. Right. And I got to the lady who had not interacted, and I said, we're going. It was nice to see you. And he crawled out of my hands into her lap. And I thought, okay, buddy, you know better than me. She put her arms around him and petted him. Mm. I mean, how does he know to do that?
Yeah.
But he does.
Well,
he's brilliant.
Do you think that Mindy can sense someone
when they need something? I can tell you the saddest story, and I'll try not to cry through this. Jester died when he was 15, and we were devastated. Indy Velcroed himself to me for a month. Hmm. That dog never let me out of his sight.
Because he saw the death of this other dog. Yeah. Now, it sounds like a pretty sensitive animal. I mean,
very sensitive.
I've never heard anything like this.
So
getting back to what I guess Tanya told me from the get-go, when she said I needed to meet you, and boy, was she right.
Thank you.
A companionship dog performs a service. What'd you call it?
Pet therapy dog.
Sorry.
He's certified
precise.
Pet therapy dog.
Really does provide a medical therapeutic service.
He does.
As a medical professional, mm-hmm. you've seen this happen, yes?
Yes. I mean, you've seen where they've sent dogs in hospitals, children with cancer, mm-hmm. people dying, pets in nursing homes. It's very necessary. The touching of a dog and just it relaxes you, it lowers your blood pressure. Mm. And he works for a daycare now. He got a job. His mommy, me, I opened my mouth one day at a meeting and said I had a pet therapy dog. And the next thing I knew, somebody walked up to me and said, would you be interested in doing pet therapy at an adult daycare?
Let me ask you something about the medical thing. Can a doctor actually prescribe this?
You've got me on that one, Lloyd.
Because I don't know. There are so many things today that are non-medical that people are becoming very interested in.
I think a doctor's order to perhaps bring a dog into the hospital or something could certainly be reasonable. But they asked me to come into the adult daycare. It's adult day services over at the Methodist Church in Bedford here on John Street.
Right.
And so I said, okay, we'll come in. We'll see how it goes. So they picked a day, and we came in, and there's about anywhere from 10 to a dozen people in there. And he walked in like he owned the place, went up to women, especially women, sat beside their legs, got petted, and I kind of just let him do his thing. And I asked him to do some tricks, and I can't even name them all.
So he will do tricks upon command?
Yes. He shakes, he waves, really? He rolls over, he sits up, he dances. He will do the cha-cha with me. We go forward and back. He can go backward, 6 feet walking backward. He does a lot. And sometimes at daycare now, I'll just say, you guys pick a trick. And poor dog, they love rollover. So he'll roll over like 5 or 6 times in one day.
So he's a bit of a celebrity.
He is. And he does whatever we ask him. The one gentleman one day, I said, what would you like him to do? And he says, I want him to jump in that chair over there. And he pointed to this vinyl recliner across the room. And I went over. I said, this chair? Yes. So I said, Indy, here. He jumped up and he sat there like he owned the chair. You know, he does whatever we ask him to do. And
can he understand specific commands like that? If you say jump in the chair, is that different from walk out the door or something like that?
Indy understands hand signals. Mm-hmm. Like if I want him to come, I point to the floor beside me.
Gotcha.
And I have dog. Right. If I want him to sit, it's the AKC sit, which is your hand flat.
I see.
Facing up.
So these dogs actually comprehend these.
Absolutely. Okay. And it's great in a crowd when people are noisy because I can control him by hand signals.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
And if he's a little bit away from me, I'll just slap my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have jeans on, it works really well. He
right.
hears me. But if I slap my leg, he's there right away, even if he's not looking at me. He knows what to do.
This is interesting to me because you see all this crazy stuff on television about how you have to give a dog a treat
stuff.
And so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't mean it so much about the antics of the dog, but the way you control his behavior. For example, is there a way you reward Indy when he does
treats.
Things?
He loves treats.
You do that? Okay. That works.
I use little teeny bits of treats. I know people think their dog has to have half a hot dog to do a trick.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Little bitty teeny bites at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows he'll do 2 or 3 things before he needs
to. Do you have
treat.
Any specific examples of how this dog has really made a difference for someone?
Yeah, did you?
Other than the man that was sad sitting on the couch? Has there been any major story here with this dog as yet?
Well, Indy has done wonders at daycare in getting people to talk. When I first started with them, you have to be a good actress.
Now, this is adult daycare.
Yeah, it's an adult daycare.
So where is that usually done with him?
They have a room at the Methodist Church.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
we go in there. And I will ask them now, like, what kind of pets do you have at home? It took me 3 weeks to find out one lady had canaries, because she's always said to me, I wish I had a dog. My husband won't let me have a dog. I'd love to have a dog. And finally, I said, do you have any pets? And it turns out that she does.
Mm-hmm.
And other people will talk about their pets, and the men will talk about hunting with their dogs. So it's excellent to get a group of people who maybe are aging and not doing well with communication skills anymore. And through Indy, they will talk. The other week, I said, would you guys like to help me write a letter to Santa Claus for Indy? And they all came up with gifts for him, including another puppy, which I vetoed.
Well, see, what interests me mostly about this discussion is that I have no medical training whatsoever. All I know about medicine is you take aspirin. But one of the things I have observed is that alternative medicine, meaning things that are non-drug related, can be highly effective. And what you are describing here, in my view, is a form of alternative medicine.
Absolutely.
Because when people are happy, they feel better, do they not? Isn't that true in your long experience
true.
As a nurse?
I mean, they can't wait to play pass the dog. He sits in laps.
Right. And you have a tendency to forget your problems if you have an ache or pain or something like that.
And
Indy jumps up on
there.
Your lap, and for that period of time, you feel better.
Yeah, and it makes them very happy. I always take a toy that they can throw, usually something very soft because there's a TV in the room.
Right, you're breaking.
And we have a plush ball, and it gets them exercise because they'll throw.
I see.
And he fetches, and he brings it back to me. He lays it in front of me and shoves it with his nose, like, give it to somebody else.
I mean, this must be wonderful to watch.
It's a riot. And I will take some of his treats and I'll hand them out to some people that don't mind slobber. and I won't let him watch. I'll make him sit and face the wall and hand out the treats, and then I'll tell him go find.
Well, this first-rate dog conversation is being conducted with Andy Clark, who was introduced to me by Tanya Grimes of the downtown Bedford, and this has been a delight hearing about this. I had no idea that you could even do this stuff. So, nursing homes, adult care centers, hospitals, obviously. You know, is there any other way you can use a dog like this to make people feel better? Since
you've heard of service dogs,
yes,
especially for the veterans. That's the most excellent use of these dogs.
I see.
And I highly recommend, if you can support any of those programs, do. And
now, does it cost money to have your dog at this place? I mean, these places, or you?
No, we this is just a volunteer program. We just go and do it.
That.
The only thing that costs money is getting your dog tested so that you're certified in what you do.
Right.
And I prefer that people who are going to do what they think is pet therapy, I would prefer that they get their dog trained professionally and test their dog before they go running in
and out of nursing homes. You don't want amateurs to do, because there's some liabilities, bring them into public places and things of that nature. Yeah. As I mentioned, our guest is Andy Clark, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. And Andy, you are very definitely our very, very first program about this topic, so this has been particularly interesting to me. We just have a few minutes left, and I always say to people, this is our shameless promotion part of the program, but I want to everyone to understand how we get a hold of you if you would like them to get a hold of you for some reason to take them to their church or maybe their adult care center. Is there a possibility they could do that and give you a call or something
like
that?
Yeah, they can call me.
Okay.
839-2246.
839-2246.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach Andy.
You can reach me at home.
Now, it's called therapy. So therapy imputes an improvement of your condition. So it would probably be good for mental patients as well, would it not?
I find the people at Meadowview who are sort of mental patients, I have to confess, they frequently really do cheer up, and they love interacting with him. They start to talk, whereas maybe they weren't talking before.
Because I have a couple of friends who are suffering from very bad depression, and I can tell you that anything you do to help them get through that is good.
Anything. Call us. We'll go visit.
I mean, the dog coming in just cheering someone up for half an hour makes it the high point of their day, because, you know, depression is a spiral down always.
It does. But he perks you up.
Yeah.
Indy has hobbies.
The dog has hobbies.
He's not just a working dog.
Okay.
Indy has...
Does he play golf? Or?
No, he water retrieves just like a Labrador retriever. He fetches in the water. He swims.
My word.
At Christmas, he is our train wrecker. It doesn't matter how many times we put the train set up, he derails it.
Gotcha.
He loves to go tunnel. We still have an agility tunnel out in the field. He loves to tunnel.
Well, that's something he will do instinctively. Right?
Instinctively. Yeah, right. Not all the time.
Well, Anna, we're out of time. I've enjoyed speaking to you immensely. I could talk to you for hours here. This has just been
the
funnest things we've done on this show in a long time. So I want to thank you very much for coming. I hope we can have you back sometime.
Well, I will talk to you about that.
That'd be great. Well, Andy Clark is our guest, and if you want to learn more about what Andy does, just give her a call at 814-839-2246. And if you can't remember that, just get a hold of us on our website, our email, and all that contact information. It's on there at BedfordCountySpeaks.com. And I want to thank Andy very much for taking the time to talk to us.
And thank you for having me.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday, beginning at 8:30, to hear about the work, lives, and the lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.